Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
I'm a Republican, yes.
Thank you very much. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely
very likely.
Will. Definitely will vote. Likely will vote. Which
definitely.
One?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank
Always
you.
Right.
Now, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or a neutral opinion of that individual. The first one is Donald Trump.
Like him.
And is it a very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very. Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Chris Chafee.
I don't know who that is. I have
don't
no idea
recognize?
Who that is.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is Larry Hogan.
I don't know who too much about her. Is she related to the other Hogan man?
Larry Hogan. I don't know. Well, depending on what you've heard, we just want to know if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Larry Hogan.
I don't know her, so I don't have any opinion.
Okay, that's fine. And the last one is Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke? Yeah, I what are the things to pick? Because I heard of him, but I'm not really sure who he is.
Or what you've heard, do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Robin Thicke?
Neutral.
Thank you very much. Now, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicke, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone
Hogan.
Else?
Hogan.
Hogan. Thank you. And do you support or oppose? Thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
No.
And do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose it?
No, I don't. I oppose it. Why should we take care of them?
So do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
No.
And do you
I don't
somewhat
think we should help anybody. Nobody's helping us. Why should we help them?
And do you Man. Somewhat or strongly oppose?
I don't know. What do you say? I strongly oppose.
Thank you. Now, when deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? And we want to know if it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important. The first one is economic issues like inflation, family, budget, and debt.
I would say, and what are the things to pick? Very important,
very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important.
Somewhat important.
Then we have energy independence for this country.
What about it?
When you decide who to vote for, do you find that very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Then we have securing and protecting our southern border.
What about it?
Is it very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important when deciding who to vote for?
Very, very important.
Thank you. The next one is job creation and economic development.
Okay, what about
we want to know if when you are deciding who to vote for, if it's very important, somewhat important, not so important,
very,
or not at all.
Very, very, very important who I decide to vote for. Very
Thank
important.
You. And when you're deciding who to vote for, How about being a candidate who supports Donald Trump? Is it very important?
Yes. Whoa. Very important.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for
him? Likely.
Much more,
I like,
or just
Trump.
A lot?
So anybody that's going to vote for Trump, I'm voting for. How's that?
And much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is, Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
I want them to get rid of the people at our border, so I want them to do it.
And
I don't want all these
people
coming here.
So that would be much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for Thicker. Thank you. And the last one for the list is Robin Thicker says he is running for Senate.
I don't even know who Robin Thicker. Who is he? I never heard of him before.
Well, I'm required to read verbatim. There is not much information here, so this is all we got. Now, Robin Thicker says.
Sorry about that. Whoever you want me to vote for.
Now, Robin Thicker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Much more likely or just somewhat?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand for both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
I want Hogan. I want to vote for Hogan. So I don't know what you said with all that crap, but I want to vote for Hogan.
Because we have the same scale, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or does that make a difference?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. The next one is, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is
what?
Doing everything
he can.
Whoa.
He's an opponent to Donald Trump?
It's what it says, yes. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely?
Whoa. I don't want that. So whatever you put in that paper, I don't want that. I don't want Hogan then. What happened to him? He never used to be like that. What's wrong with him?
I couldn't tell you. So yeah. Knowing this, does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make a difference?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
I don't know what happened to him. Much less likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is, as governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely.
And is that much less or somewhat less likely?
Not that much less.
Much less. Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican Party primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
I don't know. You really screwed this up now. I guess Robin Thicker, or whoever that is.
Okay. Thank you very much. And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
I'm moderate.
And these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39?
Old.
And is that Is old 50 to 59 or 60 or older?
That's it. You got it. 60 to older. Much older.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
And goodbye.